review Pesach and Daf Lamed Zayin. Tana Rabbanan, Braisa teaches the Machlokas about making Passover on Pesach. Beishamay holds its asur to make and Beisil holds its mutter. Two explanations as to what Passover means. Amar Rav Huna Tefach. Rav Huna says it means bread that's a tefach thick, like the lechem apanim, which also cannot be chametz. The Gemara rejects the possibility that matzah can be a tefach thick, because lechem apanim has several advantages to protect it from becoming chametz. Unlike matzah, lechem apanim is made by kohanim, who are zrizim, extremely diligent, was kneaded vigorously, was baked with only dry wood in a very hot oven that was made out of metal. Matzah cannot be made a tefach thick without a risk of it becoming chametz. Instead, Rav, or Rabbeinu HaKadosh, depending on which version you have, explained, Passover means pas meruba, a large quantity of dough, which Beishamai won't allow making on Yontif because it's an excessive tircha to make more bread than you need for Yontif. Tan Rabbanon, Yosin bepas nekiyo badro b'srikinam b'syorim b'pesach. Braisa says you can fill the mitzvah of matzah with white bread, coarse bread, and loaves decorated with etchings. However, l'chadchila we cannot make srikinam pesach because we're concerned that it would become chametz while the baker is etching the designs into the dough. Even though Baitos had a form that could imprint the dough in a matter of seconds, the chum wouldn't allow him to make the imprint because it would look strange to people that call the srikin asur and usrike baitus mutar. And everybody else's etched dough is asur, but the ones that baitus make are mutar. So two possible exceptions to this issur. First, Rabbi Tzadik explained that Rabbi Gamliel would serve srikin amasuyarin either because it was made by a non-professional baker who isn't as careful to make the design perfectly, or because it was dafka made by a professional baker who can imprint the design very quickly. Rabbi Yossi holds that if the dough is made very thin, and it's mutter to imprint a design. Tan Rabbanan, Asufkan Vadavshan Vi, Sritin, Vechalas, Amasaris, Vemduma, Peturim, and Achala. Braisa teaches soft bread, honey bread, thin wafers, scalded bread made by non professional bakers, and bread made from a mixture of Chuma and Chulin are all pater from Arfrashas Chala. The Meduma is pater because we treat it like Truma, which is pater from Chala. But the Gemara records in Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish why the other four are pater. Reish Lakish holds Halolim Maisa Ilfas Hain. They are fried and not baked, so they're not considered to be bread at all. Rabbi Yochanan holds halol shasan b'chama. Fried bread is considered bread, but these breads are baked in the sun, so they're not considered to be bread. The Gemara attempts two proofs against Reish Lakish. First, from a braisa that says explicitly, asan b'ilfis chayavan b'chala. Bread made in a frying pan is chayav in chala. It seems against Reish Lakish. The Gemara answers that if the frying pan is preheated, the process resembles baking closely enough to be chayav in chala. But if the dough is put on the pan before it's heated, it's just like baking in the sun, and therefore it's pater. Second, another braisa says that we can be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with bread baked in a frying pan. Apparently, it is considered bread. You can be yotzei matzah with it. So the Gemara answers again, no, the braisa must have been speaking about a case where the pan was preheated, and that's why it's considered bread. Parenthetically, Gemara mentions that once bread is baked to the point that you can break it apart cleanly without chutin on mshachin, strands of dough elasticizing between the two parts, it's considered bread and can therefore be used both for the mitzvah of matzah and for the lachmei todah. The Gemara attempts one proof against Rabbi Yochanan. The Braisa talks about a me'isa bread, which is made by pouring flour over boiling water, and a chalita bread, which is made by pouring boiling water over flour. After seeming to distinguish between the two types of bread, the Gemara concludes that there are actually three opinions expressed in the Braisa. One version of Beis Hillel, one version of Beis Shammai, and one version of Rabbi Yossi hold that it's bread, that it is bread and chayiv and chala. Another version of Beis Hillel, another version of Beis Shammai, another version of Rabbi Yossi hold that it's not bread and it's not chayiv and chala. And the Chamim hold that son bilfus pater b'tan rechayiv. If they're made in a frying pan, they're pater b'chala, but if they're made in an oven, they're chayiv and chala. The fact that the Chamim say that if made in a frying pan, they're pater from chala, while baked, they're chayiv and chala, you see that Rabbi Yochanan was incorrect in treating frying just like baking. So Rabbi Yochanan answered that tanaihi, it's a machlok tanaim, whether something made in a frying pan is considered to be baked. Tanakam of a braisa who says Mi'isa and Chaluta are pater from chala holds that they're only pater because they are made by mixing boiling water and flour, but a normal dough would be chayv and chal even if it were fried. Rabbi Yehuda who says Ein lechem alafa bitanur holds that only bread baked in an oven is chayv and chala. Rabbi Yochanan would agree with the Tanakama. But the Gemara explains that it could be that both Tanaim hold, both Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama hold that the bread made in a frying pan is pater from chala. They simply argue about bread that it is first fried and then baked. Tanakama would consider bread, whereas Rabbi Yehuda would require that it be afwe betana meikara, made from the beginning in an oven. The daf concludes with Rabbi Zeir refusing to ask Ula about the status of dough that was attached to the inside of a frying pan and heated up from outside the pan, or heated by a flame over the opening of the pan, because it was obvious to him that Ula would consider this dough to be made in a frying pan, and therefore would be subject to the same machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish.